Good morning. Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan and I'm serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us another opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Lord, Holy Spirit, please come into my heart at this time so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us, heal us, and reconnect us as we share the book of Acts at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the book of Acts, chapter 23. I am reading from the HCSB version. Book of Acts, chapter 23 is on page 1136 in my Bible. Let's read together. Paul looked intently at the Sanhedrin and said, "Brothers, I have lived my life before God in all good conscience until this day. But the high priest Ananias ordered those who were standing next to him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, 'God is going to strike you, you whitewashed wall. You are sitting there judging me according to the law, and in violation of the law, are you ordering me to be struck?' And those standing nearby said, 'Do you dare revile God's high priest?' 'I did not know, brothers, that he was the high priest,' replied Paul. 'For it is written, you must not speak evil of a ruler of your people.' When Paul realized that one part of them were Sadducees and the other part were Pharisees, he cried out in the Sanhedrin, 'Brothers, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. I am being judged because of the hope of the resurrection of the dead.' When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For the Sadducees say there is no resurrection and no angel or spirit, but the Pharisees affirm them all. The shouting grew loud, and some of the scribes of the Pharisees' party got up and argued vehemently, 'We find nothing evil in this man. What if a spirit or an angel had spoken to him?' When the dispute became violent, the commander feared that Paul might be torn apart by them and order the troops to go down, rescue him from them, and bring him into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, 'Have courage, for as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.' When it was day, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves under a curse, neither to eat nor to drink until they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 who had formed this plot. These men went to the chief priests and elders and said, 'We have bound ourselves under a solemn curse that we won't eat anything until we have killed Paul. So now you, along with the Sanhedrin, make a request to the commander that he bring him down to you as if you were going to investigate this case more thoroughly. However, before he gets near, we are ready to kill him. But the son of Paul's sister, hearing about their ambush, came and entered the barracks and reported it to Paul. Then Paul called out of the sentry in and said, "Take this young man to the commander because he has something to report to him." So he took him, brought him to the commander and said, "The prisoner Paul called me and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you." Then the commander took him by the hand and led him aside and inquired privately, "What is it you have to report to me?" "The Jews," he said, "have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down to the Sanhedrin tomorrow, as though they are going to hold a somewhat more careful inquiry about him. Don't let them persuade you, because there are more than 40 of them." Arranging to ambush him, men who have bound themselves under a curse not to eat or drink until they kill him. Now they are ready, waiting for a commitment from you. So the commander dismissed the young man and instructed him, "Don't tell anyone that you have informed me about this." He summoned two of his centurion and said, "Get 200 soldiers ready with 70 cavalry and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Also, provide mounts so they can put Paul on them and bring him safely to Felix the governor." He wrote a letter of this kind: "Claudius Lysias, to the most excellent governor Felix, greetings. When this man had been seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them, I arrived with my troops and rescued him because I learned that he is a Roman citizen. Wanting to know the charge they were accusing him of, I brought him down because before their Sanhedrin, I found out that the accusations were about disputed matters in their law, and that there was no charge that merited death or chains. When I was informed that there was a plot against the man, I sent him to you right away. I also ordered his accusers to state their case against him in your presence. Therefore, the soldiers took Paul during the night and brought him to Antipatris as they were ordered. The next day, they returned to the barracks, allowing the cavalry to go on with him. When these men entered Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, they also presented Paul to him. After he read it, he asked what province he was from. So when he learned he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will give you a hearing whenever your accusers get here too." And he ordered that he be kept under guard in Herod's palace. Amen. Good morning, children. Today we are learning from the book of Acts. Do you know who wrote the book of Acts? Luke, the Gentile doctor who also wrote the Gospel of Luke, wrote the book of Acts. The book of Acts gives us snapshots from the lives of Jesus' disciples. It is the Holy Spirit who is the real star. Through the Holy Spirit's power and guidance, the disciples are led to defy imprisonment, beatings, and even death in order to preach the gospel of Jesus. Peter, once a humble fisherman, is transformed into a gifted preacher. Stephen proclaims the glory of Christ even as he is being stoned. And Saul, who persecuted believers, is changed forever by his encounter with Christ. They were all ordinary men empowered by the Holy Spirit to do extraordinary things. That same power is still available today to all who believe. Amen. Today we read Acts chapter 23. This chapter is filled with actions. The chapter starts with Paul before the Sanhedrin. Paul's words in verse 1 started to make trouble. As soon as Paul said that he lived his life before God in all good conscience, he got a slap on his face by the order of the high priest. Paul did not stay quiet after the slap. Paul immediately said, "God is going to strike you." Then Paul called the high priest by "you" whitewashing wall, referring to him as the sinner, acting and pretending to be clean. Paul did not know that he was high priest. Then the crowd gave him a hint to Paul. As soon as Paul realized that Ananias was a high priest, Paul acknowledged that he did not know it. Then Paul quoted the Bible verse, "You must not speak evil of a ruler of your people," implying that Paul would not have said what he said if he knew that Ananias was a high priest. And he stopped saying bad things to Ananias. It shows that no matter what kind of situation Paul was in, Paul did his best in obeying God's word. Then the crowd of Pharisees and Sadducees got into furious argument due to what Paul said again. Paul said he was in trouble because of the hope of the resurrection of the dead, which refers to Jesus. As you know, Sadducees do not believe in resurrection, angels, or any spirits, and Pharisees believed all. The fight was very intense, so the commander ordered the troops to rescue Paul. The second event in chapter 23 is that the Lord stood by Paul and said, "Have courage, for as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." It is most important what Jesus says. We must listen to God's calling and obey God's instruction. We must not lose heart when it is a hard time, but have courage. It does not come naturally. We must command ourselves to have courage. God told Joshua, and he's telling Paul in chapter 23. He's telling us too. Let's have courage to follow Jesus' footsteps. Amen. Lastly, the Jews wanted to kill Paul and could not wait for Sanhedrin's direct decision. The 40 dedicated people decided to not eat or drink until they killed Paul. Then Paul's nephew found out about the plot and told Paul. Paul sent the nephew to the commander who rescued him from the fight of Sadducees and Pharisees. The commander decided to prepare a total of 470 troops to guard Paul to safely arrive in front of the governor, Felix. It is, isn't it so miraculous that the commander helped Paul time after time. Isn't it so amazing how Paul's nephew was able to hear the plot? God prepares helpers in our lives. Amen. The dramatic scenes were created by God to fulfill God's plan. God accomplished what he said. Paul was on his way to Rome, just like how the Lord said. Why is Paul going to Rome? To testify Jesus. That was the goal of Paul. That was the plan of God for Paul. In order to fulfill God's plan, Paul experienced miracles and events. Children, let's remember to obey our Lord. As we follow him in our daily lives, we are under God's plan and history. We are under God's grace and miracle. Let's trust the Lord and have courage in our walk. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us that you have a plan for our lives. We're so glad that you are in control of everything in heaven and on earth. Lord, where are we going? Lord, why are we going that way? Lord, help us to be courageous and share this good news to people around us. Let us testify about Jesus every day in our lives. Thank you for always loving us and taking care of us. Lord, help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. Lord, please help our Yongna kids to have a revival and bring lots of souls to you. We love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.